You know, the universe could have a whole gamut of amazing things lined up for you, but if you're not able to receive it, then it's going to be difficult to allow it into your physical reality. Abundance is an inside job, and your intuition is the key to unlocking it all. Hello and welcome. I'm Rebecca Davison, founder of the Intuitive Life Academy, the leading place to develop your intuitive and psychic gifts. As an ascension guide and light leader, I'm committed to bringing you all the latest tools, developments, and the neuroscience available when it comes to the art of effortless manifestation. This show is for light workers and for those who identify that your intuition is your greatest guide to bring you happiness, expansion, and money. With my corporate banking background, you'll receive practical advice along with all the energetic tools that you can apply in your life today. So if this resonates with you, let's jump into the world of abundance and learn what it takes to experience true freedom. Hello and welcome, beauty, to the Intuitive Abundance Podcast. I'm Rebecca Davison, founder of the Intuitive Life Academy, here today to bring you more information on how you can move through manifestation tools to create a life of effortless manifestation. The podcast has really been born out of a huge desire on my part to see people shift out of suffering and move beyond scarcity and lack and feelings of guilt, transcending their trauma into financial sovereignty, where they know that they can create it from the inside out by accessing and listening to their intuition. And of course, that's the way that money becomes a path to the divine, and to really know that it is a sacred and holy path. It is one of the ways that the universe definitely gets our attention. And once we have transcended this, we can move into being in much deeper service to the divine. Because of course, once you know how to manifest your power proposition — power in my world means being connected to source energy, just to clarify — but your power proposition expands exponentially because you lose the fear of needing to manifest or create something you already know that you can. So today in episode 3, I'd really like to talk about the final piece in terms of the fundamentals of manifestation. In the first podcast, we talked about your thoughts and what it takes to master your thoughts and how powerful this can be, and you know how many — we have something like 60,000 thoughts a day — and how it's our job to start noticing and directing our thoughts the way we want them to go. In the second podcast, we talked about feelings and how important it is, because your thoughts being electric and your feelings being magnetic, both of these elements contribute to your electromagnetic field. And that, of course, impacts your ability to be able to attract what it is that you want. So we talked about why it's so important to be a good feeler and to realize that your feelings are actually a guidance system which is supporting you, and there's no such thing as a bad feeling. Unfortunately, we learn the life of the world of duality, and we learn often at a very young age right, wrong, good, bad, pass, fail. And the journey into oneness is really the journey of letting all of that go, that there is no right, wrong, there's just perception and then choice. So today in episode 3, we're going to talk about your ability to be able to receive, so your receptivity. And what does this mean and why is it important? So if we have a thought, a desire has bubbled up within us and it comes into our conscious mind, and then we want to go about creating or manifesting that, then we need to, obviously, as we know, if we understand the fundamentals of manifestation, we know that we need to put feeling and vibration into that. So we can start, you know, putting the thought out into the quantum field and then magnetizing back again what it is that we desire through our heart space and through our ability to feel. But of course, what happens is if you are magnetizing it back, but you're not actually open in your energy field, then it's going to be difficult for you to receive it. And this is where the universe doesn't really let us off the hook in terms of effortless manifestation, because that's really the ultimate. That's what people really want to experience. That's what people know deep down on a soul level is possible, that you can literally think of something. If you love the thought, that you can manifest it or attract it in pretty damn quick, right? If you've moved beyond the element of time, or you know how to make time work for you, or you're comfortable collapsing time so it comes in really quickly. And of course, what will happen is you have to be open in your body and your energy field to receiving it. Now, we all know what it feels like in our body to experience resistance. You know, resistance is really a shut down or closed, or some people might call it blocked, energy state. If we're experiencing this in our body or our energy field, it's going to be difficult to receive what it is that we want to receive. And this could be anything. This could be money, this could be love, this could be opportunity. You know, the universe could have a whole gamut of amazing things lined up for you. But if you're not able to receive it, then it's going to be difficult to allow it into your physical reality. Now, one of the best ways to start doing a litmus test on how good you are at receiving is to maybe ask yourself, how good are you at receiving a compliment? Right? Pretty straightforward. Something wonderful, lovely, a beautiful, energetic word gift that somebody has gifted you. How good are you at being able to receive that? You know, the universe wants to give to you. It wants to offer you what it is that you're thinking about, feeling, and wanting to attract in. But if you're shut off in any way, and this could be in your body or your energy field, in any of your energy centers, also known as your chakras, it's not going to be so easy. All right? And again, we want to have that experience. But of course, what happens is we want to feel safe about being open. And unfortunately, we've had some experiences in the past where we have felt hurt or we've experienced some form of trauma. We can develop something called a defense mechanism. So a defense mechanism energetically can actually look or feel like, if I'm reading a client's energy, it can actually look or feel like armor. Like a heart wall, we might call it energetically, spiritually, is in place. Or it could be the person has armor all over their body in an attempt to keep themselves safe. Now, often what happens is people don't even realize that they're doing this. They don't even realize that they're in this state of being. They might know that they feel defensive. They might know that they feel prickly. They might know that they don't feel safe, but they don't actually know that energetically they're walking around with a defense mechanism. Now, on one hand, you actually have to give your subconscious awareness and your energy system some credit for creating this defense mechanism for you in the first place, because what your body and your energy field is trying to do is keep you safe. So there's some part of you that made a decision somewhere that this interaction or this circumstance or whatever has occurred was unsafe, felt hurtful in some way, brought you some form of suffering. And then there was a part of you that made the decision, I need to protect myself. And to do that, I need to install some kind of defense mechanism. And this all happens subconsciously. It can show up in the body really easily, right? In terms of even being open in your posture, feeling safe, especially for women, right? To feel safe, to actually push your shoulders back. Because of course, what happens when we do that? You know, we can often get unwanted attention sometimes. So we have to learn what it takes to feel safe to be in our body, to be aware of our energy centers, and to start asking, using our intuitive guidance, and start asking, am I running any defense mechanisms? If somebody turned up tomorrow with a suitcase of cash and said, here, I would love you to have this, are you actually open to receiving it? Now, if you are not so good on receiving a compliment, there is no way that you could receive that bag of cash. And the reason being, because what happens is your rational mind will kick in and go, it will start looking for ways to keep you safe. Is it safe to receive this from somebody? You know, all the subconscious, often thought processes and beliefs. What does this person want? Where's the catch? What do I have to do in return for receiving this? You know, where's the hook? You know, so our rational mind can go into suspicion as opposed to thinking it's totally possible for somebody to show up and want to give to me. Now, if you're a business owner, this is really important in terms of attracting and having clients pay you. If you're suspicious about their motives, if you're actually afraid of people, it's not going to be so easy for you to be open to receiving them. And often, of course, there can be other things that come up through the energetic exchange of money. I've seen it before where business owners feel like they are a slave to their client because their client has paid them. So therefore, they need to be a servant as opposed to being in service, right? There is a massive difference. Service and a servant, obviously, you know, there's some kind of hierarchical structure there as opposed to being in a team, working with each other, respecting each other as you would when you're in service to your clients. Completely different gist and vibe. So starting to think, how open am I in my body and in my energy field? How expanded is my energy field? If I was looking at my energy field as the container that was able to hold energy in the form of money, then how expanded am I? Is there part of you right now that just wants to expand your container out? And you can do that by starting to feel more open, like noticing how much space there is around you. Again, this can show up with business owners when they're like, oh, I'm really busy. I'm so busy, I don't have time for clients. Are you able to have your business work in a way that you are available and accessible? Again, open for business. That people can kind of tap in and go, does this person have space for me? Does this person have the ability to see me, to witness me, to be there for me? And of course, especially when we're doing deep soul work, it is a deeper level of intimacy. You know, soul work, i.e. in short of coaching work, is the deepest work you can do. As an intuition coach, I need to be very comfortable with getting deep with people, often deeper than they have been with themselves. And that is a space of deep and sacred intimacy. And this is why we need to be open. Imagine if I, as a coach or a guide, am not open in my energy, my clients will feel that. They'll feel that they're not receiving from me, that I'm not giving to them, like I'm withholding in some way, because that's what a defense mechanism feels like. Imagine if you go to hug somebody and they've actually got a plate of armor on, it's going to feel tough, right? It's going to feel like it's separating you. What we want is those open, deep heart-to-heart connections. We want to feel love moving through our heart space. We want to feel love moving into our heart space. And that is the irony. The more we give love, the more we receive love. Because when we give love, which is who we are, through universal law, it gets magnetized and amplified back to us. We only lack what it is that we do not give. If we're not giving generosity, then we won't receive it. If we're not giving love, then we won't receive it. If we're not giving our gifts of whatever it may be that your soul gift is, whether that's connection, support, listening, being witnessed, caring, kindness, ascension, if we're not choosing to give those things, we won't receive them. And again, it is very difficult to give those things when we have a defense mechanism in place. So our job through our awareness is to start being aware and to start looking, where am I being a little defensive? And you will know immediately, Right, you will know if somebody's kicked up something for you. Again, what I would call a trigger, where you've had a situation where a button's been pushed and you've gone into a bit of a reflex, and you can probably feel it in your body, because when we get triggered, our body has a beautiful way of telling us. And what it's telling us is that something is looking to be healed, and now is an opportunity to do that, which is really beautiful when you look at it from that perspective, as opposed to just going into blame, judgment, criticism. When we blame or judge somebody, we just lose our power. We lose the gift that is being offered to us in the moment. And that gift is, like I said, there's something here that is looking to be healed. And when you do heal it, guess what happens? It's easier to bring down that defense mechanism. So this is why episode three, the fundamentals of manifestation number three, is so important. Because again, we must be open in all aspects of our being to receive. Now, it's one thing to be open to receive. It's another thing to hold the space once you have received in terms of money. But we will dive into that topic on another day. But in the first instance, we need to feel safe to be open, and we need to be open to be able to receive. And if you want to receive a lot, you'll be good with being very open. Right? You think about it too. If the universe is wanting to give to you, and your energy is like a bottleneck, not much is going to get through. And this is what we do as humans all the time. And this is why clever people like yourself have realized that, wow, you know, I can energetically feel that in my body or my awareness. There's more available. And I'm actually going to get comfortable and feel and do the inner work, whether that looks like healing, whether that looks like energy clearing, whether that looks like shifting your vibration, to make it safe to be open. And in my experience, and in my experience with my clients over the last 10 years, it's not something that you click your fingers, you know, you close one day and you open the next. It is possible. It's called Satori, which is pretty much instant enlightenment. But generally speaking, people want to feel safe about letting go more gradually. They want to let go. I've let go of energy in a really quick way, and it actually felt a little traumatizing, right? Because it felt like something had fallen out of me. And, you know, it was a good thing, but it was also a little bit too fast for me in that instance, in that circumstance. So we need to know what it is for ourselves. And this is the thing. When you go and see an energy clearer or an energy healer or a guide, you have dominion, right? It is your body. It is your energy field. It is your soul. So you are choosing how much that you will receive, how much you're going to let go. So if you're listening to this and you're curious about going to see somebody, just remember that you have autonomy. You know, you have authority. Nobody can do anything to you. On some level, you will be choosing and allowing that. And that, and you know, that's where we want to have healthy and respectful boundaries when it comes to doing the work of releasing the energy. Because you can imagine letting go of, imagine if you have like a little plate of armor in front of your chest and you've lived with it for a long time. I'm sure you can appreciate that if you just took it off, you would probably feel quite raw, maybe vulnerable, emotional. Right? You would feel like, oh, this feels really unusual. I haven't experienced this feeling for a long time. So we often want to do that in a way that feels safe and more gradual and more comfortable. And in my experience, people can often do a little bit of energy where they bring it down. You know, it comes down a little bit and then they get comfortable and comes down a little bit and then they get comfortable, comes down a little bit and then they get more comfortable. And then they're, you know, they're kind of testing their reality and then they go, okay, I can keep on testing it. And this is really the power proposition. The power proposition being, the more connected that I am to source energy, the safer I am going to feel. And the safer I feel, the more open I can be. And the more open I am, the easier it is to be able to receive what it is that I want. You know, one of the classic kind of cases, I would imagine, is where somebody has had their heart broken and energetically, you know, they wrap themselves up in cotton wool and then they're like, that was so painful. They often can make some vows, like, I never want to feel like that again. And, you know, like, they might do some work over the years to start releasing the heartbreak, etc. But if they haven't fully healed and they go into another relationship, that heartbreak or those defense mechanisms, it's going to feel like there's something between you and the other person, because there is. There is this energetic shield that is protecting a person's heart. And that person has unconsciously but deliberately placed it there to try and keep themselves safe. And this can start throwing up all sorts of interesting dynamics where people can feel it and then they get curious and then they want to try and get in. And this can create relationship dynamics where that person really needs that person to keep on trying because they know that they have this block in place, but they're not quite sure how to release it. They don't maybe even have a conscious awareness of how to release it. And again, this can affect so much in our life. This can affect our job and how much we enjoy it, how much love we can actually give to our boss or our colleagues. It can affect our relationship with our partner, of course. I've just demonstrated that. It can affect our relationship with our children, you know, feeling like they're going to desert you or they're going to hurt you or something bad's going to happen. Right? It can affect, and of course, it affects your relationship with money. Because yes, money is a relationship. And if you're feeling defensive or heartbroken or wounded by money in some way, shape or form, a lot of people have the energy and belief that money causes heartbreak, especially when we have people who have been at the mercy of a divorce, whether that's the parents or the children. Money causes heartbreak in terms of inheritance issues. This person gets more money than another person, so that means that, you know, the parent doesn't love me, etc., etc. Money can be the cause of a lot of deep heartbreak. And we need to take this into consideration to start doing the work of healing our money wounds. And this isn't something that we think about every day. We're not thinking about how, you know, maybe our uncle was bankrupt and how that impacted us because his relationship broke down, or he felt like a failure, or he started drinking, or whatever the story is, because there's often a story connected to money, because there's nothing so strong in our reality that reflects our perception of our own value. It's very common that people go, if I have money, I have value. I am a valuable person. I am successful if I have money. Now that is the ego, of course, the ego critical mind, because your soul knows that you are infinite, that you are loved, and you are valuable beyond measure. It doesn't make comparisons. It doesn't have an agenda. It doesn't need validation from anything else. It doesn't need any of that. But that's our journey, to get back to the place where we remember who we are, because really that's what it is. It's a forgetting. And when we remember our inherent value that has always been there, we can relax. And when we're relaxed, guess what? Our energy is open. And when our energy is open, it's easier to create what it is that we want. So hopefully that starts to piece together how the journey of intuitive abundance is really the journey of moving towards a deeper relationship with the divine, of getting to know who you really are. And who you are is love. And when you're in the energy of love, have you noticed that people really love what they do? Money naturally follows that. It is called in as an energetic vibration to support that person in their love adventure. You know, when we're in the energies of joy, it is easy to attract money. When we're in the energies of bliss, it's easy to attract money because people feel that vibration and they're like, ooh, what's that? I want some of that. What does it take? But you think about it, is the energy of bliss open? Is the energy of guilt? No, it's not, right? Guilt, you can just see it. It's like a little hermit crab all tucked up in its shell, But if you move into bliss, it's like looking at the sky expand. It's open. And if you know about the scale of consciousness, which was a scale worked out by David R. Hawkins, who was a psychiatrist, he's a doctor at least, and he wrote a couple of books, right? One of them being Power versus Force. But he actually worked out that emotions have an energetic frequency. And the more expanded you are, right, the more you're in those love, bliss, joy, enlightenment, peace energies, the more expanded your energy will be. And of course, when we're in expanded energy, we are open. When we're open, it's easy to receive. But if you're experiencing things like on the lower end of the scale are things like shame or guilt, you know, if you're experiencing those on a regular basis, and of course, your emotions can move through. So this is more about what's consistently present for you on a day-to-day basis over a period of time. You know, if you're experiencing a lot of guilt, a lot of shame on a consistent basis, your energy field is going to be contracted. And if you are in that place right now, folks, I am sending you so much love and blessings because I know what it's like. I think we all know what it's like to have a circumstance where we've felt shamed or where we feel guilty about something. You know, often manifests in one of three ways. I'm not good enough. You know, I'm not worthy. Or it shows up, guilt shows up when we're trying to get a particular outcome. You know, we need to have the outcome look a certain way so we can be happy. And then, of course, trying to control things, right? Other people, circumstances, or situations. And all of those things are going to lead us towards guilt. I'm not good enough. I didn't get the outcome I wanted. And, you know, I have no control. It's going to lead us pretty much right down into guilt and shame. So we need to be aware of where we're guilt tripping ourselves. Because what do you think this does in terms of being open? So a really great question to start asking yourself in terms of how open you are is how much time are you spending feeling guilty about anything or everything. Now, sometimes when I ask my clients this question, they feel guilty about everything. What they've said to their kids that morning, cutting somebody off in traffic, what they've eaten that day, drinking too much coffee, drinking too much wine, not feeling like they've shown up properly at work or in their own business, you know, that they know that they are leaving money on the table in their business and they're not doing anything about it, that they're not taking the action steps to be able to create more expansion. And again, we want to be really aware that wherever you are, you know, your default set points, we might call it, that place where you, you know, your comfort zone, you have created that and you have done a good job of endeavoring to create a sense of safety. Now, what will happen though is eventually you will outgrow your defense mechanisms. You'll get to a point where you realize, hey, this armor, this heart wall, this shield that I'm using around myself to try and protect myself from more hurt, it's not working for me anymore. It's not getting me what I want. In fact, it's blocking me from receiving what I want, whether it's the love, whether it's the money, whether it's the joy, whether it's the bliss. So we need to start doing the deeper inner work to start looking inside ourselves and asking ourselves, you know, where am I feeling guilty? Where do I not feel safe? And some of these questions can bring up some really big energies, and we need to be supported through that. We're human beings. We didn't come here to live in isolation. We need support from each other to be able to move through. I've worked with some amazing people. I've worked with some real go-getters. I've worked with some people who are so successful in their field, and they still come up against their own limitations and their own glass ceiling, which is natural. Right, but we want to be loved into the next version of ourselves. We want to be loved into the next expansion and evolution of ourselves, as opposed to, because it can be, you know, it can be intimidating to look inside of ourselves and start to get to know ourselves. I can tell you right now, if you're considering doing some deep inner work, it is always worth it. You know, there may be some things that you think your mind is like, oh, that's too challenging, or it's too hard, or it's too much, or I'm scared, or I don't want to ask for the support. I don't want to look like I'm weak. I'm supposed to know all the answers already. Like I see so many people put so much pressure on themselves. It's just incredible. Like I'm supposed to have this figured out already. And if I haven't, then there's something wrong with me. You know, again, is that being loving and kind towards yourself? Are you spending time beating yourself up? What do you think that does to your energy field? Do you think it, you know, your body appreciates being spoken to in a way that is unkind? Because remembering, folks, the energy that you come up against is going to be stored in your body or your energy field, often in your subconscious. So really starting to go, okay, well, if this is my sacred temple, my body, my subconscious, my mind, my heart space, my energy centers, me making me up as a whole person that has, you know, a body that is, you know, with my soul being bigger than my body, what's it going to take to start doing an audit and going, is everything in the right place for me to function in an optimal way? Am I being kind and loving in my thoughts? You know, am I doing the work of letting go of any defense mechanisms? Am I open in my body and my energy field? Do I feel relaxed in my body? If you have aches or pains in your body, you want to listen to that. Pain is information. A lot of people put up with aches and pains. Aches and pains can be shifted through doing energy work. You're not supposed to live in pain. Your body knows how to heal itself. If it's not healing itself, it means that something's stuck. You know, if you've been to the doctor and that's not working, you really want to start considering what is there, perhaps emotionally. Because when you shift the emotion, when the energy gets witnessed, when it delivers the message, when it gets seen and loved, that's when it can be released. Now, never more so, of course, folks, you know, I've talked before about how, you know, your top three chakras out of the seven chakras in the body, you know, there's more, there's 12, but they're out of the body. But talking about in the body at the moment, so your crown, your third eye, and your throat, it's really about your connection above you, bringing source energy into your body, allowing the light to move through your body, through your central nervous system, down the, you know, down your spine. But when you move into your heart space, of course, it's kind of like the CPU, right? It is really powerful. You have an amazing electromagnetic field that is, you know, the electricity, the power of your heart is phenomenal compared to everything else in your body because it's a muscle. So it's literally, thank goodness, right, that your heart energy is more powerful than your mind. But then, of course, we move down into some really important energy centers, both in men and women. But often for women, there can be, you know, more energy, especially in the sacral chakra, which is just below the belly button. But the solar plexus, which is in your solar plexus, just below your ribs, the sacral chakra and the root. Especially as women, we want to focus on these and pay them good attention in terms of creating the shift. You know, your solar plexus is your power center. It's really where you want to be radiating light. So it's easy to move forward. It's easy to shine like the sun. It's easy to have heart energy move down into your body, to love your body, to love the fact that you're a woman, that you've been made in the divine feminine. To really bring that sunny, bright, beautiful yellow energy down through your body. Sacral chakra is the womb inner area. So this is hugely important to women in terms of creativity, sensuality, sexuality, feeling good in your body. Now, of course, you can appreciate this brings up some contraction often for women around their sexuality, around their level of attractiveness, around sex, right? And some of those, just like money, can be very highly charged topics for people depending on what their experience has been. And then, of course, the root chakra and the base of the pelvis, which is really all about feeling safe in your body, feeling safe in this body on this earth plane at this time and in this incarnation, but also too being connected and open to receiving money, right? Open to getting our needs met, feeling open enough to be able to receive. You know, as women, this can be huge. We really want to be very aware, how open am I in the solar plexus, in the sacral chakra, and in the root? And again, you can see if there has been some trauma and maybe it's being held in this part of the body, then really that needs to be shifted and released to make it safe to receive more. And I know even if you're listening and this is, you know, I'm sending you blessings, if this brings up something for you or is triggering in any way, shape or form, please don't allow yourself to hold yourself back from being supported, right? And again, whoever you choose to step into doing some deep work with, but it is so powerful to shift energies in these parts of the body, especially for women, right? We need to feel safe to feel open. And one of the ways our energy gets pulled on a lot is through our sexual energy. You know, we all know that if you're in a female body at the moment, you'll be very aware of all the pressures that are placed on women in terms of what attractive is. You know, and again, that defensive energy that comes up around the heart can literally show up in the root chakra. Right? It's not safe to receive. It's not safe to receive from other people. It's not safe to receive into my body. And again, this can show up in relationships and in your relationship with money. So a few things to consider there in terms of feeling open to receive and really wanting to start to bring some awareness to the feelings of receptivity and openness in your body and doing the work to feel safe so you can become more and more open. And because your mind might want you to receive more abundance, your heart might want you to receive more abundance, but if you've got some energy blocked in your lower chakras, then it's going to be more difficult to be able to receive it in. So you could be doing all the right things, but not realizing that there's some part of you that's actually holding a defensive energy. You know, I've literally seen it before where people have run energy where they're like doing exactly that, running all the things, but then they have this subconscious deep-rooted belief, for example, that money is dangerous. And of course, you know, if your root chakra is connected to survival and thriving and staying alive, that's going to shut down into, if you feel dangerous, right? If life feels dangerous, we're going to shut that off. And again, this can happen subconsciously. So you could be like, I want to receive more clients into my business, into my life, and my world. But if you have some subconscious limiting belief, for example, that this isn't safe, or this is dangerous, or I'm putting myself in a dangerous situation, you know, your body does what it needs to do, and it cuts off the flow, cuts off the energy. So on one hand, you have to be grateful because your body and energy field are doing an amazing job of keeping you safe. But then your rational mind will go, okay, well, this isn't the outcome that I'm looking to create. So what is it that needs to be shifted so I can come back into alignment and feel safe again? Like I said, your defense mechanisms, you will outgrow them and you will know when you are outgrowing them because you'll feel stuck. You'll feel like you want to move forward. You might feel like something's blocking you and you can't put your finger on it. You might be like, I was in flow and now my flow's gone and now I'm in a place of contraction. What's happening? So if you're experiencing that, do come and join us in the Intuitive Life Academy Facebook group. I'd love to invite you over there. If you are looking to ascend, looking to calibrate the energy of abundance into your life and world, looking to have a deeper connection with the divine that is already within you, then I'd love to invite you to come over to the tribe. We support the folks there on a daily basis. We're always asking questions to help you raise your awareness, to help you calibrate your energy, and to be seen and witnessed in a safe environment. So that's just Intuitive Life Academy, creating profit for lightworkers on Facebook. So folks, I hope you've enjoyed these fundamentals to manifestation. Like I said, in the first session, we talked about your thoughts, and then we've focused on your feelings and the heart center. And today we've talked about being receptive and open to being able to receive more. and feeling safe, right, and good. And you know, you may have had some awarenesses that came up for you. Again, if somebody turned up and wanted to jump into working with you or give you a lot of money, just even noticing in your body or your energy field if that feels safe, right, or good, or something comes up and you start going into a story about somebody's motives or agenda, or just noticing what thought forms kind of bubble to the surface, because they'll be showing you something about your inner dialogue and your ability to be able to receive. You know, a lot of people have suspicion about receiving. It doesn't feel safe, so therefore I'm going to be suspicious, and that's going to keep me safe, right? If I'm suspicious as I go into this, then it's going to keep me safer, right? Rather than just trusting and being open. And this is really a bit of a, you know, it's the ego reflex. You know, you think about it way back when, if Mary and Jane are out picking berries and Mary's running the energy of suspicion and Jane's in the energy of, you know, isn't it a beautiful day, right? Mary's probably more wired to seeing the saber-toothed tiger than Jane is. So it's really, it can be a very deep wiring in terms of trying to keep us safe. So Mary might be enjoying the sunshine, but then she gets gobbled up by a tiger. Now that is obviously a primitive story, but we can still hold that wiring in today and thinking something bad's going to happen if I expand my energetic container to create more money. Like literally something bad's going to happen. Often what will happen, folks, is that's why working with clients, we need to go through a few shifts energetically, because often people will come and they'll start doing some inner work and then they'll have a big expansion in energy and then they'll manifest something that they never thought was possible, and that kind of blows all their inner circuits and they have to recalibrate to a new level of expansion. But then they can often stop themselves from continuing to expand because they think, oh, I've received enough, right? Or, you know, they just need to, what they need to do is to keep on calibrating so they're in that continual expansion and growth and feeling safe about it. Because we can stop ourselves by going, okay, this isn't safe. And literally, that is why you are not on some level receiving what it is that you want, because you don't feel safe to do so. So once you've identified what it is that you're afraid of and you can shift it, then you can move into your next level of expansion and next level of abundance. And the universe can support you every single step of the way. The universe wants you to experience your expansion. It wants you to move beyond your fear. Everything you could ever wish for is beyond your fear. Your fear is the illusion. It is not who you are. Who you are is love frequency. And that is the beautiful pathway of intuitive abundance, is to transcend the fear and move into who you really are, and to be able to manifest effortlessly from that place. So folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, do come and join us in the Facebook group. If you are enjoying the podcast, please do subscribe. Please leave us a review. We would very much appreciate it. I'm sending you so much love and many, many blessings, and I'll look forward to seeing you on the next show. Bye for now. Bye. Thank you for joining the Intuitive Abundance podcast today. If you've enjoyed the show, please be sure to subscribe and write us a review so we can help other people positively impact their lives. I would really love that. If you're ready to activate the energy of abundance within you, then be sure to go to www.intuitivelifeacademy.com to sign up for our abundance activation process. Until next time, here's to your ever-increasing freedom. All my love. Bye for now.